From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been a grim day in Iraq. Insurgent attacks killed more than 60 people, damaged oil pipelines, and the country's electrical grid.
First, in Baghdad, an apparent suicide car bomber killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 100. The blast occurred near a police station where recruits were lined up outside. A group suspected of ties to Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for that attack. The same group claimed a shooting attack in Bakuba, northeast of the capital, that killed at least 10 Iraqi policemen. In Ramadi, health officials say a clash between U.S. troops and insurgents killed at least 8 people.
And then there was this reminder of the vulnerability of Iraq's energy sector. A sabotage attack on an oil pipeline juncture triggered a chain of events leading to a nationwide power outage. From Baghdad, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The saboteur struck near Beji, about 150 miles north of Baghdad. There are some 6,000 miles of pipeline snaking across Iraq, but officials say Beji is an obvious and surprisingly underprotected target. Several lines cross the Tigris River there, and today's bomb sent flames and black smoke skyward and blazing crude oil sloshing down a slope into the river, where it continued to burn. As firefighters arrived, things went from bad to worse. The heat from the fire melted power lines, triggering a shutdown at the main power plant serving Baghdad. Iraq's electricity minister says that resulted in a protective shutdown of the rest of the power grid. As dawn broke, virtually all of Iraq was without electricity. By late morning, the restoration work was an estimated 30% complete. In Baghdad, even the complaints department at this electric station was running on generator power. Manager Fadil Sultan, a 26-year veteran of the power sector, says the complainants were turned away because the problem was beyond his control.
Well, a shutdown like this happens once in 6 months or a year, when there's malfunction or sabotage. That's why we're not doing maintenance, because the whole area is off.
The only patrols his repair crews made today were regular forays with the police to take down illegal lines strung by people who might be termed electricity looters, if there were any power to steal. Iraq's creaking electrical grid is vulnerable for many reasons, not least because it's heavily dependent on the country's outdated and battered oil sector. Oil Ministry spokesman Assam Jihad says Prime Minister Iyad Alawi has approved a new 14,000-strong security force for the oil facilities, and the interim government is also trying to enlist the aid of local villagers along the pipeline routes.
It's difficult to protect these facilities or pipes that extend for thousands of kilometers through remote desert areas. So protecting it is one of the duties of the Iraqi citizens who are aware that this oil wealth is theirs and is needed to build the economy of the country.
Oil accounts for 97% of Iraq's revenue these days, as overworked Iraqi staffers work punishing hours to keep 1950s-era equipment running at full capacity. Iraqi officials say it's very much an open question how far Iraqi villagers, sometimes bound by tribal rather than national loyalties, will go to combat saboteurs operating in their midst. But American Norm Sedlowski, senior consultant to the Iraqi oil ministry, says there's another, rarely mentioned reason why villagers should care about defending these lines: the crushing environmental impact.
It can be a horrible sight to see a crude oil pipeline that's been hit with an explosive device, and then the oil can go all over the ground, the community, into the water systems, into the agricultural, you know, whatever the farming activity is going on there, and it's just very, very devastating.
In a sign of rearranged priorities, the Bush administration now wants to shift nearly $3.5 billion toward critical needs, including increased oil production. But some of that money will come from the electricity sector. Sedlowski says that's fine for now, but eventually Iraq needs to take the plunge and invest in refineries that can convert Iraq's abundant natural gas supplies into electricity. As it is, he says, millions of cubic feet of gas are simply being burned off into the atmosphere every day.
That's enough gas to produce about 6,000 megawatts of electrical power, which today is not being used at all.
At the Baghdad power station, Fadil Sultan offered a glimpse into Iraq's possible energy future. He said at the peak of the outage today, when all the city was without power, there was one exception, a neighborhood which happens to run on natural gas instead of oil. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.